Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
That's what it's gonna look like.
We got both t-shirts. You gonna say we copycat? You gonna take out your shirt because of that? What the fuck are you talking about?
You gotta watch your fuck. Why? Yo, watch your tone.
You gotta go change. Watch your fuck. I got one on too. I got one on now too. You getting a couple more? I'm getting a couple of more. I'm getting day one too.
Why Dave can't get his own chain? Why you gotta get him a chain?
You know what I'm saying?
Let Dave get his own chain.
Nah, that's my shooter.
I'm fucking done with you.
Take care of your shooters.
Word of the wise. Take care of your shooters.
Number one rule.
Right. Start this shit up.
It's got to shoot. Take care of
it. That was so long. She's pulling me closer.
Take care of your niggas. She invited them over. And he came in. She was so pretty, I fell for.
Felt like I know her. I pray to the angel. Turn your phone off. But the devil is stronger. Wonder why I'm in here still. Nobody's nice, nobody cares still. I tried to break free, she wouldn't let me. Say don't waste my time thinking I'm going to heaven. It's all my blessings, she telling me she don't understand it. Get me off you. This is my shit, Moses. I can't even fuck. That's my shit. Way out of their range, gotta feel my rage. Drug traffic, you made me, ambition saved me. Hooked up on the pavement, ain't going outside like hoes like a psycho. I up my status, had to crease me hunger, give me pesos. Yeah, yeah, not yeah, yo, never know what the elbows. What a fine bitch, it's little. Got stars in it, it's a shuttle. Getting out shit, it's like this. Keep me sloppy on another level. Going CrossFit, I'm getting healthy. Bitch, marsh pin at the W. You live marvelous, you get a W. Keep a shot stick in the duffel. Time to flex, I show muscles. High definition, tone cutters. While the presidential, more bullets. Feel played, about to get the trippy. I'm with the cartel every time I read, on the plane by the runway, that's how they greet us. Getting the grande from Sunday to Sunday. I knew I'd be the plug one day. It's running like a drug. Delta Pre can't touch it without the gloves. Money machine clicking, give me a rush. What the fuck? Hold on. No, hold on. Let me turn this shit the fuck down. Hold on. What the fuck is that supposed to be, bro? Uh-huh. What the fuck is that supposed to be?
I'm just saying, if they see you dance, they be like, God damn. Once people see you dance, it's like, it's fucked up.
I be chilling, though. I be grooving.
It's like nigga on the bench. After they pull him off the bench and he can't shoot, they're like, what the fuck?
Nah, bro. No, bro. I be grooving. I be chilling.
It's nice to think you can groove. There's a lot of people that used to think they can dance, too. But, you know.
So what are some you thought you used to do and you still can't do?
Play baseball. I knew that shit wasn't for me when that nigga got hit in the face, nigga. Oh, shit. Look at that nigga face. Yeah, I'm good.
Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep.
Episode 135 out this bitch.
You know what I mean?
Moses, let's go play golf.
You know what? I always want to play golf.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go, man. I introduced this to you before.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
So I want to go out there with the golf clubs.
Yes. I want to go out there with my fucking salmon.
Drink a little champagne.
I want a salmon Lacoste golf shirt.
And go bubble in the bathroom.
No.
Champagne is going up.
Then you go out there, we can smoke.
Yeah.
Hit up Agent
Cuban
K.
Cigars.
Agent K be going play golf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what's up?
I'm ready, man.
Dave, you playing golf with us? Come on.
Are you good with everything though? You know what to do? Cause I don't even know how to play.
I never played in my life, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Which golf club to pick? I don't want to pick one of them. Somebody be like, "What the fuck?"
Dave, you rolling with us? We gonna play golf, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, sure.
That means a no.
I love his enthusiasm. Yeah. You know what? When he says that, he don't believe you.
Nah, I'm going. I'm telling you, watch. Fuck cancer.
You said that about working out. You still working out? See what I'm saying? Like, you don't even do push-ups, nigga. You sitting
there.
See,
hold on, see.
You sitting there eating ice cream.
Hold up.
You doing push-ups with ice cream.
One. I don't even eat ice cream,
Ben
bro.
And Jerry's.
Nah, ice cream is terrible. I try to stay because I don't try to eat too much dairy like that, so. And I don't eat sweets.
You working out and eating junk food?
No, I got to get back into working out.
Yeah, because you don't even like junk food like that, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You don't like no sweets. That's crazy.
I don't eat no sweets. I mean, grandma's sweet potato pie. Shout out to grandma. Love you.
I get a fiend for it every now and then. I'm just saying, like, you never get a fiend for, like,
sweets. Nah, bro. Nah. Like, and I'm talking about I used to kill everything. I'm talking about ice cream, milkshakes. Nigga, I used to make ice cream, put milk in the bowl, and then put fucking Chips Ahoy cookies inside of that shit. I was eating shit like that.
Okay, that's what I want to ask. Some of the stuff that you eat back in the day, you probably don't eat no more because I feel like you grown out of it.
I say grown out of it too. For one, and then two, I mean, niggas,
because like
a lot
foods,
of that shit's not good for you.
Like lima beans and peas and shit, I used to eat, but now I'm I tear that shit up.
But that's good for your body, though. You want to eat that shit.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get it.
I eat ice cream. I don't eat too much of it. You know what I'm saying? I eat chocolate, but I don't eat it every day.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I just buy snacks for the kids. I don't eat none of that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I only eat, like, shit like that when I'm real fucked up. I want some ice cream.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to put my daughter in a summer camp, too.
How you feel about that?
She got to go.
I'd be scared like summer camps.
She got
the movies fuck me up.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk. Cause now I might not take her. Now what's up?
But you know what I'm saying? Like you never watch them summer camp movies. Kids be acting crazy and shit. Like you
what?
Gotta think like when we went to summer camp, shit was different. But she's little, it's different now. I'm thinking like you know teenage 13.
Nah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, she's getting ready to turn six. So
that's what I'm saying. I think that can be straightforward, just straight fun, but I don't know.
I'm paranoid about it too, but at the same time.
I know you are, but I'm just saying you do have to trust. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same
time. You can't
time,
be scared all the time.
I be having shit to do during the day. Mm-hmm. Like be trying to make money with Uber Eats or some shit, and I don't like taking her in the public bathrooms. You know what I mean? As a man, you know what I mean? And then, dog, it's just.
Because I ain't gonna lie, when somebody come in.
I don't want her just sitting around doing nothing. Or just sitting on an iPad all day. Or just, you know what I mean? Like,
somebody come in with the kid, I'm like, wait a minute. Let me finish. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Shit is gonna kill my pockets, though. $180 a week.
It might be worth it because, you know what I'm saying? She having fun. You gotta think like that. Like, you wanna let your kids experience different things that you didn't experience. Cause did you go to camp?
I went to summer camp, but I don't remember.
Yo, tell
I don't
me,
really remember it like
really?
That.
Really? Damn, yeah. I was gonna say tell me about. I never went to summer camp, but I always wondered how it was. You know what I mean? Mm. Going to summer camp because you see the movies that you know they going kayaking, you know,
right?
Doing
yeah.
little shit,
yeah.
you know, going out to eat,
going to lakes and shit.
You know, you learn in nature, you know what I mean? So I don't
learn it.
Yeah, like you find the nuts and berries. This is what you need. I don't want no fucking berries. But still,
is it where you rub the sticks together trying to make a fire and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to find my manhood out here.
Yeah, I never want to be Boy Scout.
I never wanted to do that shit, dude.
Yeah, I just felt weird.
Like, why'd you feel weird though?
I don't know. I just felt like, yo, it was the Almond Boys. Like, nigga want to touch your shit. Like, you want this ribbon? Come in here. Nah, I don't want
it. What?
I don't want it. Don't tell my dad. Your daddy.
You want this ribbon? It's crazy.
What you do for that fucking bag? Yeah. Like,
why are you standing like that in the picture? Why them shorts like that?
Yeah, because the boys be scouting.
Yeah. I'm scared of too much tents. Why we out there? Why you in the tent with us?
The boys be scouting is crazy.
It's dark out there. You going to stay in here with me? Right. Or you going to be out there?
Did you know somebody that went to Boy Scout?
I'm scared, nigga.
No, did you know anybody?
I had to freak out with that. Yeah, I swear to God, like white folks, yeah, we doing the. I don't want it. I just run away.
He try to get you to sell Boy Scout cookies.
We doing the Boy Scout thing. Ah, mommy, stranger danger.
Stranger.
He had some cookies. You know what I'm saying? He had some cookies for you.
Fuck, you know. I feel weird, man. What you doing for the pad?
Boy Scout cookies.
I'm just saying, like, if you doing that, I don't want you to discourage you. Be like, no, because some niggas get real mad about that shit.
Right.
So, I don't want.
Yeah, them niggas had a lawsuit not too long ago.
You see what I'm saying? Like, bruh. So it's
like the whole organization,
yeah,
right?
Like, because it was a lot of, you know, touchy. A
lot of scouting going on.
Yeah. What you doing, my brother?
What you doing, my brother?
This ain't even for the patch. You trying to do a 5 patch? You got me doing something else.
Yeah, stay.
Jump in the water.
Stay away from them band camps, man. You know what I mean? It's always band something camps. Going down a band camp.
Learn how to use a flute. Right. What kind of flute? I don't want to play it. Not gonna see my hands around.
What is wrong with you, bro? What is wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm just saying, American Pop fucked me up. Everything fucked me up.
American Pop fucked me up.
Some of the movies fucked me up.
How American Pop fucked you up? They was trying to get pussy.
Hmm?
Like, they was getting it in on American Pop. What do you mean?
Nah, them niggas. They won't get it in. Old boy was in love with the same girl that she wanted in love with. You know what I'm saying? And then
I get it.
Another nigga chasing one, and one nigga jacking off so he can't get enough. Like, the bitch right there, she got titties out. Why is you jacking off?
Y'all do anything for Memorial Day weekend?
Well, cooked out, but
What you cook?
I'm just tired of doing that shit.
No, because I wanted to come in here and talk about how trash everybody is. Like, I think our generation and younger is trash when it comes to cooking on the grill, if you're going to cook on the grill and do a little holiday thing. Like, nigga, I'm tired of seeing hot dogs and hamburgers, and I want it burnt. Like, nigga, put something else on the fucking grill.
It's not that. You know what the hamburgers and hot dogs is for?
I know it's for the kids.
Yeah, it's for, like, some people don't get the other shit because the steaks, everybody not going to get.
Why?
Most of the chicken legs because everybody want the wings.
Why everybody can't get steaks?
Everybody want the wings and they're not going to get chicken. So you're going to get this hot dog or this hamburger.
Inflation.
You know what I'm saying? Hot dogs is easy to get. Get this hot dog, get the fuck out of here.
But I've seen everybody post hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs. God damn.
Don't worry about what niggas eating, man.
A nigga was just part of this, like, simple. I'm not doing all this shit. I'm just hot dogs and hamburgers. Fuck that shit.
No, it was a lot, though. It was a lot of people. That's why I was like, damn.
Inflation,
man.
Nigga.
Nah, I don't believe it, man.
It's tough out here.
I went to my brother's crib in Nightdale and chilled with them.
How was it?
It was cool. Went up there, cooked some lamb.
Okay.
Cook some salmon.
What was the sides?
They had some greens. They had some potatoes. They had some.
So you corn. Just went on that little punk ass rant to tell everybody you cook lamb and salmon. Is that what? Is that
and
what?
They, and they had chicken wings and they had steaks. You know what I'm saying? What, man?
Yeah, wings what, and what, steaks. What?
I was
with
telling,
the
I,
lamb with the butter, garlic.
I was just saying, like, yo. They had, we had hot dogs and hamburgers too.
With the apple mint.
For the kids.
Yeah, the apple mint.
For the kids, you know what I mean? So, I'll see what y'all did on Memorial Day. Y'all probably did shit, huh?
We cooked out. We just want the same. Huh? I'm just getting tired of that bullshit. I just want something new. I should just cook something different, but you know.
Should just cook something different. Like, what?
It wasn't though? Me picked the food though, so. Hmm.
It was my grandfather's 80th birthday. I went. And,
oh yeah! Shout out to Grandpa.
Him, he had a little fucking get together and all that. It was nice.
That's dope. Yeah. Shout out to him. That's a long life, man.
Yo, shout out to my dad's birthday was yesterday. So
happy birthday, pops!
Out now. You know what I'm saying? Join life. It's the year of Gemini. Gemini season. Huh? You love it. Hmm.
Okay.
Everybody got Gemini friends. You need them.
My favorite rappers are Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, actually.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Big Yan, Jadakiss. So, I get it, you know.
You're the Gemini. You always talking your shit, but you fucking with Geminis.
Cause you annoying. Like you annoying ass Gemini.
Nah, man. You feel
like, you know what I mean? Y'all, you big your sign up too much, my nigga.
Nah.
You like walk around here like you superior.
Gemini.
I don't like it.
Nah.
It's like,
I just say
you,
Gemini.
You know, this is what
I'm
you
proud
do.
To say my
no,
sign.
This is exactly
it's not
what
just
you do.
Fucking flagging
cause you bring in the light
what's
skin
your
shit
sign?
Too.
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus. I fuck you up.
What is that? You sound like a
what
bitch.
What is that?
Nigga.
I'm a Taurus.
You know what this is? No, I talk about you, nigga.
I'm Taurus. This nigga, this Gemini
I'm
shit.
That's
your superior. I'm like, black. You bring in the light skin shit.
Every sign got their thing.
We in Mercury.
Every sign got their thing.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Don't get mad at me, niggas. Yeah, Gemini, fuck you.
Gemini.
Yo, bitch ass sign, come up.
Fuck
shut the fuck up then.
Yes,
I'm supposed to be
a
nigga mad.
This nigga.
Gemini. Nah, it's the year of Gemini. Whoever don't like it, fuck him.
The year
fuck y'all Gemini. Talking about.
The year sitting the there.
Shut up. Year of Gemini.
You sound like an Instagram hoe, man.
You a hoe. Man, because I'm shouting out my goddamn month.
My goddamn
fuck you.
Month.
Huh? Juneteenth, bitch.
What's your birthday? Your birthday coming up. What's the date? Tell the listeners so you can put your Cash App out there, too.
I don't know them.
Huh?
I don't know them like that. It's coming
it.
Soon.
I try to get this nigga some money, Dave. You know? You're weird, man. You're weird.
No,
man.
I'm not a whore. You just want different kind of people to give me money. I don't know them. I don't know what I got to do for that money. I'm not you.
Yeah.
You ready to say yourself, give me Cash App. You just talked about a nigga about a Cash App. You want somebody to say something to me?
I,
no.
I wanted to say you the Cash
nah,
App.
Nah, I'm not that nigga. I'm not that type of nigga. Fuck out of here. You get naked.
Get the fuck out of here, yo. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Like, pull the thing on, you gonna get naked.
Wait.
Sending feet pics and shit.
What these niggas talking about, yo?
I'm wiggling my toes. Extra 20.
Premium Snapchats and shit.
Fuck out of here. His toes.
Nasty.
Stop, please. I don't want to say no.
Are y'all done? Are you fucking done? Or are you finished? Or is it over with?
I'm thinking about getting a toe ring.
What? What?
That's crazy.
Give me some money if you think I should. Might be on the pinky or the middle one.
Don't start with me.
Where do you come up with all this shit?
I'm the Gemini.
Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Dennis Smith Jr. He's hosting his first annual summer youth basketball camp this year. Fire. Fire.
Yo.
Registration was June 1st.
That shit. Signing your son up?
Nah, that shit sold out in a day.
Oh, shit.
And he was too old.
No.
Okay. It's from 5 to 12. My son is 13.
That little nigga needs some help.
Why you say so?
I'm putting him in a summer camp. Basketball camp. Yeah.
Did
next
you
month.
Fuck with basketball camp? No. You fuck with basketball camp?
Do you think Dave can't even dribble, my nigga. What are you talking about?
No, but some people, like, you think can't ball can ball. Just because they don't ball every day.
Let me tell you,
you know,
it ain't me, my brother.
Yeah,
like, Dave, you never come here and talk about sports or nothing. You think this nigga.
You never know what a nigga can do. You can't you
never know,
know
but
yeah, you can't
ain't
never
one
say that's the thing. That I never doubt nobody, bro. You never know.
I can teach you how to fish though.
Okay.
Yo, let's go fishing.
You ain't ready to go
it's
fishing.
It's too hot right
bro.
Now.
That's the best time right now.
No, not when it's hot.
I want to go fishing.
It was the best time when it was
on the
cold
boat.
As fuck, bro.
Huh?
On the boat. Yeah. Let's go on the boat.
I fold boats. I do that. I did that before. So it's been a long time though.
I want to go. I want to catch some shit. I want to gut the fish. I want to do all that shit.
Do you know how to gut the fish and everything?
No. Huh?
Do you know how to gut the fish?
No, no, nigga. No, I don't even think I ever caught a fish when I did go fishing.
You
got to
put
younger,
on the, you got to put the worm on the hook. Pause. I don't even want to say that, but yeah.
I think I already knew that, though.
I'm just saying, I can't see you putting the worm on the hook.
I already knew that, though.
I can't
my
see
nigga.
You putting the worm on the hook.
Why not?
I'm just
a
see
man.
You squirming.
The fuck, nigga? I'm a grown-ass man. I can put a worm on a fucking hook, nigga. What's fucking wrong with you? We'll put you on the
why
fucking
you
hook, nigga.
You? Don't talk to me like that.
Sick
of
your shit, nigga.
Nah, see what I'm saying?
He said he's going to put you on the hook.
Yeah, like, why would you say that? We on live, nigga. Why would you do
that? Put
this?
You upside down, nigga. Empty your pockets.
I'm not gonna say
I'm
nothing. I'm
you.
Gonna let you shine. Cause that's
are you
not
gonna
right.
let me shine?
I guess yo, Dave is telling me to go in. I'm not going in. Cause nigga,
fuck
like what you
here,
mean?
Bro.
I'll put you on the hook. No, nigga, no, you won't.
I will.
Don't talk to me like that.
I will. I will. Not, I promise I will.
I'm just saying that's not hard.
I'll hang you upside down like Suge Knight. And we gonna empty
that's
your pockets.
Not, see, it's not even hard if I say I put you on
pockets,
a meat
bro.
Hook.
I'm gonna give it back to you because I love you, but you gonna respect me. That's all I'm saying.
You gonna respect me. That's so, all. So, you going through something?
I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. I think about going to therapy for real though.
Nah, niggas be chewing me out, not you.
No, yeah, whatever.
I'm just not because I don't want you to be like, it's not me. But some niggas will tell their emotion without saying shit. Like you just be like, how your day? You see it fucked up, nigga. God damn, I ain't even say that shit, like, bro.
Nah, I've been thinking about going to therapy though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Should. I think you just want to talk to somebody.
I do, actually.
You should. They got.
I don't like talking to y'all that much.
They got.
Can't tell y'all my problems.
We'll listen, but
They got therapy where you can do it over like, your phone too. No, FaceTime. You can text. You can talk on the phone.
Nah, yeah, I know, but see, nah, I want to feel like Tony Soprano. I want to sit out and talk to somebody. I want to go to the office. Talk to him.
You just want to pay more money. That's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? It costs.
It's going to cost more.
It's going to cost.
It costs more.
You think?
But yeah, do your thing.
Put it on insurance. What the fuck you talking about, bro?
Hey, go talk to somebody. Go cry because you don't like to cry. You know what I mean?
I cry a lot.
There you go.
Honestly.
Something wrong with crying.
Not at all.
I'm not going to joke with it. There's something with a grown man crying every now and then. Stump your toe, you cry.
Ooh. Stuff your toe, you what?
Not in the refrigerator, you cry.
Yo, you hit that funny bone though. That shit,
yo, that shit is not funny.
That shit is not funny.
And
then
you're like, you crying and funny.
My elbow.
Yo, so what happened with Monique and she talking shit about DL Hughley and Steve Harvey?
You know what I hate about what's going
she
on?
She called them coons.
I'm just hating black comedians.
She said, what you think DL stands for?
The thing is,
she's
whatever,
cold.
Whatever,
she's cold. Boy, I'm sorry.
Whatever. Yo,
she's cold.
It is like, and then she went on the rant about Steve Harvey, and it's like, the thing is, you look bad because look at this right here, right? Whatever go on, goes on. Have it personal. Don't bring it out there so everybody know. I just feel like y'all weren't really cool like that. That's why, you know what I'm saying, people can't fake the funk no more. I just feel like you're just not cool like that. If this is agreement in the contract, you should have handled the contract yourself, I feel like. You can't blame nobody if you signed a contract and then blame later. Am I not lying? I can't say nothing.
You think she was wrong for going off during a
you shouldn't have told,
set,
like, yeah, or... it's business because it's nothing that had to do with, you know, you, now you just clown them. You came out there, you probably said, you know what I'm saying? That's what you was doing. Like, yeah, man, okay, y'all don't want to do this? I'm about to clown them.
Yeah, she wasted the whole little set. It was nothing funny about her rant. I mean, she could have got into it and told her jokes.
Because people are there to see you, to laugh. Like,
yeah, like, that's, you know what I mean? You took away from the experience. People pay money to see you talk about other shit, and you talk about something that's irrelevant. You know what I mean? You could talk about it on a podcast or something. That's what you do.
And then it didn't really sound like it had anything to do with DL. You know what I mean? It's for whatever the promoters do. You know what I mean?
You can, right. Like, yeah, you can't blame the comedian. Like, you, but
and then
the
not for
is,
nothing, she know what she got paid.
Thank you.
The fucking, the headliners get paid the most.
Yes.
She know what she got paid.
I was supposed
to be
headlining.
If she ain't get paid the most, then... That's what it is, nigga. You ain't the headliner. Fall back. Be all right.
I like what Steve Harvey said. He said, listen, I don't care what the fuck you say about me or how you feel about me, because I'm not your fucking problem.
Right.
Like, I'm not your problem. I don't care about your situation.
Because
it's none of my fucking business.
You got no business saying nothing about this man, especially if he has nothing to do with the situation. Now you just ranting.
Right. You're just going in there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't justify that. People be like, oh, yeah, she told. Nah, what the fuck she told? Because if somebody air out your business and some personal shit, you'd be mad. So I'm pretty sure he can get the dirt on you.
I hope they all eventually work it all out and sit down and talk. Because, I mean, you know.
It's a bunch of bullshit. Like, because
it's all, all black, powerful people.
Yeah,
like successful people. Like,
just
come
like,
on, man.
Will and Chris, I hope they work it out.
Yeah, we don't see the white comedians fighting.
That's
and,
what
and
I'm, it's looking
shit.
Real
yeah.
ridiculous
it's
right
trash,
now. We looking
man.
Stupid. And it's they love
trash.
It.
Well, I'm not looking stupid.
No, I'm just.
They looking stupid. Well, I mean, yeah. So I hope they all sit down and work that shit out, man. For real. So I see Young Thug got his little hearing. Denied bond all the way through. Lawyer tried to get him out. Said it's a no-go. Kevin Lyle sat there and said what he said. Still a no-go. Say he's a threat to the community. Witness tampering. He also said they got cooperating witnesses.
Oh yeah, you know that.
You know, from the people that's been picked up, from some of the people that's been picked up and outs and not. Like,
yeah, because they always tell him what the best for him.
They said they scared a Young Thug. He'll kill you. Goddamn.
Is it or they just
Thugger.
Setting them up? Like I just like I said, like bro, like we don't. They're just trying to make an example, and they're gonna make that example.
Yeah, it's looking bad for bro, man.
We don't ever know.
It's looking bad for bro. I hate to see it, but that's what the fuck
all
happens.
All I can do is like you know what I'm saying. Hope I'm prayers and hope he get out some kind of way, bro.
That's what the fuck happens if I mean that's what's really going on and you're supposedly the top dog. They snitch on you. They cooperate. They tell it all. They want their time shaved.
Yeah, but it's crazy how a lot of other people can get away with other crimes that they should be in jail for, and these brothers is. Making money, doing things for people, you trying to put in jail. I just don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand it. Like,
cause I sit
there
think about
the justice system. I think we need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can go ahead, but I just feel like justice need to be worked on. I think we need to focus on that. We always talk about building and stuff like that. We need to work on the justice department because it seems like it ain't for us.
It has never been for us. You know that.
Yeah.
But that also goes back to what they say, well, we got to vote within the community and all that too, right? Or is that not changing the laws?
Like, people say we do have to get involved, but it's just like how?
Because I think I'm getting to that point where I don't vote. I ain't going to lie. I put it out there, whatever. And I'm not too familiar with none of that either, like the people, the parties and all of that. But I feel like I need to start really doing some studying and, like, I mean, put my fair share in like I'm supposed to.
But why you don't? I'm just saying why you don't vote.
Because they all crooked to me. I think it's a puppet show. I don't believe it.
I can feel that.
Like, as far as the presidency,
I feel like you... Like, you're right on that, because at the same time, it's all about money, bro. It's really not about us.
But if I need to be voting for the people within the community I'm living in or the communities around, you know what I mean, for the younger generations coming up and the kids, like my kids, your kids, and whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but at the same time, we still have to get involved because it might work out. It's only so much people can do. I don't expect them to do everything. Because they got to clean up so much shit, just like, the president. You know what I'm saying? Every president got to clean up each one shit.
So hey, you just got to do your research, man. Do your research, and it's a gamble, just like you gamble on sports. You never know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just got to, at that point, you putting your trust in that person you voting for his word. And you got to take it from there. At least you tried, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Y'all want to give a shout out Chance the Rapper. You know what I'm saying? He be doing a lot of shit, but he helped Anita Baker get her masters. You know what I'm saying? So
that's fire. Yeah, that's fire.
You know what I'm saying? It's
that's fire.
You never know, like, them older artists. You always think like they straight. You know what I mean? They making money, but it's nice to know that they can get their masters. You know what I mean?
I wonder what she's gonna do with her masters though. I mean, at her age, like, I wonder what she needed it for.
You know what I mean? You need it because, like, that's you. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can't make money off. Now you can know what to do with. You know how to break it down. So it's really good for them. You know what I'm saying? Whoever get their ownership. So I think everybody should try to. I know every artist is probably trying to do that.
Because most of them selling it, like you said.
A lot of people sell their masters nowadays. Somebody give her $100 million for them, she going to sell them bitches.
Yeah. Because,
Justin Timberlake just did it.
You see when people die, like, what they do. You know what I'm saying? Soon the commercials, like, come up, who they using.
Yeah. And then, that money is set for your family.
I ain't trying to be funny, but, like, you seen Prince, like, with the Dr. Pepper shit, like. Everybody know this, like, that's Lil Prince. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you put a white dude. You didn't have this until Prince passed away. So, it's like, what's really going on? Certain songs you hear about with Michael Jackson, like, he wasn't here. He was still here. So, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I see the trial started for, what's his name? Eric Holden? Eric Holder? The guy that killed Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah.
Wonder how much time he's gonna get. He on camera. Ain't no denying it. I'm about to watch that. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm about to watch that. I'm paying close attention to that. I wanna say condolences to Metro Boomin. He just recently lost his mother.
Shit was real. I seen it, but you know, I be thinking shit fake, so.
You're right. He lost his mother. Due to her husband killing her.
Damn.
And it's not his father, you know.
Condolences, man. Yeah, that shit's fucked up, man.
But what I got out of that from is, could you forgive your mother or your father if they killed one or the other? Like on, what's my movie, man? My movie, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
But it depends.
He got game.
It depends.
Remember when he killed his mother? Could you forgive your father or vice versa?
It depends on the situation. And did he love that father? Because it wasn't his father, right? It was his stepdad?
Who?
The dude, Metro.
I'm not even talking about that situation no more. I'm breaking it off of that. I was just saying condolences. I'm just saying the topic I got off of that was, if it was your parents, let's say your father ended up killing your mother.
Real father.
Yes, your real father.
Okay.
Because I don't really want to talk about his situation like that. You know, yeah, what I mean? He's grieving and all that. But you in particular, or Dave and me, you know what I mean? Like, your father ended up killing your mother. Would you be able to forgive him for that? Or if your mother ended up killing your father, would you be able to forgive her for that?
I think I had to, I'm going to go first. I think I had to forgive myself because I might kill my father.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Being fucked up because I'm like, damn, I love mom.
Right.
It's my mom.
Right.
No, whatever me and my mom go through, I love my mom.
Right.
Just it'd be the same situation, I feel like.
So you kill your pops.
I can't. I just feel like I can't.
You're taking your pops
out. Yeah.
Happy birthday, pops.
You know what I'm saying? Can't. Oh, no, I just can't be around you. We got to separate.
Right. Ugh.
It's going to be hard to me look at you, you know what I'm saying? Kill moms, man.
But what if
we
she
can't laugh no more.
What if she try to. But what if his, how is gonna, what if how, his story you know what is she tried to kill him?
We can't, listen, it don't matter. We can't eat dinner. We can't do shit because all I'm thinking about is what happened. Unless the situation where she was tripping trying to kill, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So what if that was the situation?
That they were trying to.
Like she ended up
I had
doing
to deal
something
with
and she ended up trying to.
I had to deal with it, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? My whatever side do it, they fucked up.
All right, now, all right, now would you forgive your mother?
No, she was trying to kill Dad.
If she killed your father, would you forgive your mother for that?
It depends on the situation, I keep saying. You just can't forgive, like, she just killed a nigga. Like, what the fuck?
But you're supposed to forgive.
Dad just asked you for some grits. I'm like, why we ain't got no grits with this ex? Fuck you, nigga.
But you're supposed to forgive, bro.
Like, she killed you killed Dad over eggs? You tripping.
But you supposed to forgive, bro.
I'm going
to
forgive after I get this lid off.
Yo, that's wild.
Fire.
That's wild, yo.
I forgive you.
I mean,
what would you do?
I think with me.
You'd be crying.
Of course, for one.
Like, of anybody, course, like, nigga. There's not even anybody going to cry, like, bust out, like, what the fuck? But I think you'd go crazy.
I think I would be able to forgive, but I would have to forgive from a distance.
You don't think you'd go crazy, though?
I don't know. But I think I'd just be able, I mean, because what I'm going to do? I'm not going to kill my parents.
In what magical situation is somebody catching a body and walking around wearing it? Like, y'all niggas, like, what situation is that?
I mean, shit, it can happen.
I'm saying in the moment.
You're talking about in the moment.
Well, okay, well, nah, but I'm saying they in jail. You're not gonna visit? That's what I'm saying.
I say you don't really.
I forgive you, but I ain't gonna visit you. I'll write you.
You say, okay. Yeah, you never know. You don't know the situation. It's million ways that shit could play out. So. Your pops could have been abusive.
Right, so right. And then eventually it
mother,
just...
Yeah. Right? You ain't gonna visit your mother if that happened, they still locked
but
up.
But you gonna know, man. Huh? That abusive shit.
I mean, listen, one time could be one time. Pops could have got drunk, he got a little handsy, mom's pulled out the whole lot. Now he dead. What you gonna do?
That's a different situation. Now, something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gotta, like, walk away. I love you, mom. Talk to her every now and then, but it'd be, you know what I'm saying, distance. How would you deal with it, though?
Shit get thick, man.
How would you deal with it, Dave?
I said it depends, man. I can't tell you what I would do. I've never been in that situation.
But you're supposed to forgive.
Nobody wants to be in that situation. You just asking somebody to forgive? Yeah, of course you're going to forgive.
You're supposed to forgive.
Says who?
Ain't that you're in the Bible? You're supposed to, but not everybody forgive.
I don't know. Oh. Never read it.
Me neither. I'm just going off what I heard. I'm just going off what I heard.
That's petty, don't forgive somebody.
Shut up, Cordy. Shout out to Cordy.
They loan $5.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? My head hurt.
You supposed to forgive. Supposed to.
Would you forgive?
I said I would, just from a distance.
You just saying that. You never
know. I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that.
The thing is, bruh, you don't ever know how you will feel in that moment. You can't really say, people always say what you would do, just like niggas, oh, I would did this, I would, no, shut your stupid ass up.
Man, because some, nah, but some shit, like,
oh, you trying to shoot me, or the people on the plane, I would did this.
What you going
to
do? You said you'll kill your dad, so now you going to jail. I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Might end up bad. That's what I'm saying, might end up bad all the way. I don't really know, I'm just talking shit, but at the same time, you don't really know what you would do in that situation. I'd probably be fucked up. Honestly, you're going to be fucked up in a coma.
Very traumatized.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That's for sure.
Definitely.
Honestly, to be truthful, I think I'd just be fucked up, traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so your coworker about to get in the fight, you helping out?
I don't know them.
Damn.
If it's, you know what I'm saying, my homie or something like that, but we gotta be y'all out real tight.
Y'all out somewhere together.
We gotta be real tight. But yeah, I'm not letting somebody jump a nigga, like, no.
No, ain't no jump. It could be a one-on-one.
Nigga, I'm not jumping nobody, bro. That's the thing, like, that shit lame as fuck, bro. I'm not jumping nobody, bro. For what? If you got it, you got it, but if you whooping your ass, I'm like, jump. Because you got Jarvis back. You know what I'm saying? I can't have your ass whooped up. Oh, shit, this thing got Jarvis back. God damn.
So you get in the fight, you get your ass
and
whooped.
And I'm fussing his ass out the whole time.
You get your ass whooped, you expecting the coworker to help you?
Mm-hmm.
So you get in the fight, you get your ass whooped now, you expecting the coworker to help you?
Yeah, I'm a talk shit. That's... Nigga, take you. If I ever see you again, you fucking dead, yeah.
Y'all shut the fuck
you
up.
You gotta
nigga.
Fucking move tomorrow.
What's wrong, bro?
What the fuck you mean? You see my face?
I can't let the nigga get harmed.
You see my fucking face?
I can't let the nigga get duffed out like.
Be like, damn. Yeah, I'm like, yo, my nigga, yeah, click
chill,
clack.
Chill,
yo.
Y'all niggas chill out. Y'all niggas
get
chill out, man.
Stop kicking for real. Click clack for real.
Nah, I can't let nigga your head get stomped in or some shit like that. But
I know. This your man's you know
I
mean?
I asked because I know somebody that had to like interfere. Like their coworker, they was riding with them coworker or whatever, and the coworker got into it with somebody and they pulled
his ass.
They didn't get into a fight. The dude pulled a knife.
They was on the job?
No. They had just got out of work or some shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It was so, like, yo, bro.
You pulled a knife on homie?
Yeah.
They pulled
a knife out on homie's coworker.
Okay. So what was homie in the car watching or something?
Yeah.
Niggas in the car watching? Nah, I'm hopping out. What
he,
up,
nah,
nigga?
He got out. He got okay, out. Yeah, he was in the car at first. He
yeah,
seen,
nah,
he
nah I'm
shit.
Hopping out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he got out.
I was like, well, I got
you can't watch a nigga get poked up.
So, you ain't got to do this, man. Chill out, man.
Yeah, like, y'all got a thing on me?
Nah, he ain't do that.
Hey, yo, nigga,
see,
be
that'd
front.
Be my problem.
Hey, yo,
that would have been me.
Yo,
that would have been me. I got the thing on me. Yo, put
hey, yo,
that
bro,
knife
stop.
Away.
Stop.
Ain't shooting shit.
I'm not
going
to shoot him. Put the knife away, man.
I was like, nigga, you bluffing.
I got to
rush you.
You don't even show the gun. You just show the stendo.
Oh, my God.
Yo, for real, stop. No,
what
stop.
What if he was to say that? Nigga, you bluffing. Shut up.
Oh, I got to shoot him in
sit
the foot
your
now.
Ass in the car.
No, I
got to
shoot in the foot now. I got
what'd you say, pussy?
You ain't doing
you
shit.
Can't tell me I'm bluffing. That's not right. And
yeah.
I got it out.
You
ain't
got to shoot. You can push
and
the
I got
work.
It out. No, I'm
that's
not.
That's the whole point. If you don't plan on using it, you should
pistol.
No,
but I will.
Nah, you ain't using
I'm
it.
I'm going to shoot it on your foot.
They ain't doing
that. I'm sure. I'm going to shoot your foot
as
off.
Long as he don't rush you, you can't shoot him.
He going to be shaking when you do it.
Nah, I shouldn't have pulled it out, though, Dave.
Don't make me pull it. Is you shaking, nigga?
Cheddar Bob.
This
nigga
scared. I'll shoot you, nigga.
What?
What?
I don't
know why that's so funny to me.
Cheddar Bob, nigga.
So he did the right thing. He got out. That's what y'all saying?
Huh?
Yeah, he did the right thing.
Hey, bro, you ain't stop that.
Because that's what I told her. I was like, yeah, you couldn't.
You can't stand there and watch
that.
I
ain't trying. No. Wait a minute, something. Because
then you
right.
have to take him to the hospital, and then you're like, what you supposed to, what's the conversation gonna be like when you
Dave,
drive this
something
to
ain't
the
right,
hospital?
Bro. Okay, listen.
Yo, why you ain't help me?
He said he came out the car, right?
Yeah.
The old boy have a partner too, with just him with the knife.
It was just him with the knife.
Okay, he probably put it down.
And some because
I was like, yeah,
they
had something. Because nigga could be like, man, fuck you, I'll cut you with
the
this
funny
knife,
thing
nigga.
Is, the funny thing is, he said the coworker won't no pussy, though. He said, what the fuck you going to do with that knife, nigga? Yeah. What's up? Bring it. Yeah, I said, damn, I don't think I want to get poked up out here.
Stab me, nigga. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
He want to get poked up out here.
Hey, don't crazy, murk nobody. Hey, don't kill him while I'm here. Yeah.
Send up the time. Here, man.
Tomorrow at 4, is 4 good for you?
It's crazy out here. Oh, I recently seen here in Fayetteville, police came to do a search warrant and the people inside shot at them. You niggas is wild.
I can see you coming out.
Did they say, hey, did they announce themselves?
Well, I didn't see nothing like that, but I mean
listen. You gotta say you police though.
You noticed the police coming in the
morning. Nah, I don't know. It's 4 a.m. They knocking the door down, I'm sure.
I think it was afternoon.
It's broad afternoon daylight. They broad knocking daylight. The door down. You gotta at least say yo police. If they, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they had. Come on, man.
But
shooting
I
at
ain't
the police.
It,
I'm just saying they shooting at the police out here, man. It's like yo,
they had something to hide.
And they did. They found some things
they
in there.
They killed them?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they found some stuff in there.
They got off lucky.
Yeah, they found some drugs.
White
and stuff.
Or black?
I didn't see any pictures. I'm not even sure.
What's his name?
Damn, man.
Man, you want me to just put all this shit out here?
I mean, listen, if he got locked up, his name is
out. Live out here, bro. Family members are like, yo, what them niggas talking? No, nah, bro. Like, I just seen it on the news. Like,
why your people shoot at people, man?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Relax.
That's crazy.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, they got off easy if they didn't get killed.
Nigga told them blast.
Cause they killing niggas that ain't, you know what I mean? They ain't got nothing to do with shit.
Yeah.
Blast.
My show P Valley is back. The pink is open, bitch.
What?
I seen
you don't watch P Valley?
I seen no. It come back, but I didn't know
what's
it was
open?
Already on.
The pink.
Oh, that's the name of the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The pink is open. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's back. I'm excited.
Okay.
But then, yo, why is people real homophobic about the show, though? Like, it'd be mad dudes to say they don't watch that show because of...
It show a lot of...
I mean, that's their choice.
It show
they
a lot
wanna
of...
They don't want to see that shit.
But the storyline is fire.
The storyline could be fire, but some people just don't want to watch all that shit, bro.
And you can look at the girls on the polls.
I heard that about Euphoria.
I'm gonna start that. I'm gonna start watching that because I've been on my show shit lately. I've been bored sitting at home. Y'all should check out The Night Of.
I'm just saying, you got DVR, fast forward, nigga. Don't watch the shit you don't want to watch.
That's it.
That's like you be making a big deal about. Well, then fast forward. No, well, don't watch it, bro.
They choose not to watch it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't stress about it. Like, it's a good little show. I just watch what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? The drama of old girl. I'm trying to see if she live or not. What's she doing? Why she? You know what I'm saying? So, what old boy doing with the money?
They should be used to it by now.
Everything. I ain't trying to be funny. Is going to be like that, bro.
It's out here.
You cannot. You know what I'm saying?
You're not getting away from it.
You're being disrespectful. Like, bro.
Yo, P Valley back. The pink is
open. Everybody ain't got K Cousin. Stop it, bro. Just stop it.
Facts.
Just stop it, bro. Well, you must watch. I just feel like you watch some shit that you like, and you just don't want to watch it no more. Like,
what did you?
Oh, you doing that? Oh. You fucking freak! No, I'm joking. Let me stop it. There you go. You get all kind of calls. I'm just playing now.
I tell you what, I didn't like about the show though. I didn't like how they implemented that COVID shit all through it.
I mean, you had to because life, that's what was going on.
I know, but they just put a whole bunch of it in it. Like, it was just too much.
It's real life.
You got to implement that.
It's real life.
If they did that in Power, would you not watch Power, though?
I mean, Power been pretty consistent, though. They've been gone for a little while. So I'm like, y'all could have skipped the COVID part. That's all I'm saying. They've been gone for like 2 years.
But they had to bring it back in that situation.
I get it. I mean, I get it. That was just the only thing I didn't like about it. Other than that, I'm trying to see how I'm going to feel about the storyline they got going on with this.
I was just about to say,
like, this storyline, I'm like, I don't know.
How many episodes had it been? Just one?
Yeah, it's just one right now.
Okay.
It's one right now.
How was it?
It's cool. Nah, it's cool.
It's cool so far.
Okay. So far, it's cool. But I'm about to see how they about to do this storyline.
Did it pick off? Because, you know, I don't like when shows come back and don't really pick off, you know, where you left off.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It is, but they, like I said, that COVID shit. Like, they threw that shit in the very beginning. The mask, all this. Like, I get it, but we'll see.
Okay. It's just the first episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not, it's nothing for me to bash. I'm still liking the women that's on the poles and shit as I watch it. So, you know, storyline gonna be straight, hopefully. Yo, y'all should check out The Night Of. It's on HBO Max. Dude happened to be going to a party, trying to go to a party, stole his dad's cab. This is based in New York. He stole his dad's cab. He's trying to go to a party. People get in the cab because he don't know how to turn the off-duty light on or whatever. So then a girl gets in the cab. So then next thing you know, he happened to like the girl. They start doing drugs and shit, ecstasy. Next thing you know, they do coke. Then they drinking. They have sex. And then he wakes up and she's stabbed to death. You know what I'm saying? And then he getting the fuck up out of there. He gets up out of there. But he ended up leaving the keys behind. So he had to go back in, break in the house to get his keys, grab his jacket, took the murder weapon, which happened to be a knife. He brung that with him, put that in the jacket pocket.
That was stupid. Because if he didn't do it, he shouldn't have, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Somebody had somebody else's fingerprints, not even put your fingerprints on it.
Exactly.
They probably knew.
Well, his fingerprints would have been on it anyway because they was playing a game, like a game where you put your... throw the knife in between your fingers and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
They was playing a game and he happened to kind of like stab her by accident and shit. Oh. But anyway, so he leaves. He leaves. Fucks around, makes illegal left turn, gets pulled over by the police. And this nigga's lit, so they get ready to take him downtown anyway. But then they get a call about a break-in and it happened to be the spot where the girl was killed at. So they find the girl and, yeah, shit is wild.
Sounds interesting.
Shit's wild. You should check it out, man. It's old, too, so I ain't spoiling shit. This shit's old. It came out like 2016.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, shit's wild, man. Shit's wild. I ain't got shit else, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm about to go catch this Celtics game. I'm with the Celtics, bitch! I'm with the Celtics, man. I only got one bet. I wasn't really trying to bet against Steph Curry's three-point shot. I ain't gonna lie. And the only reason I got this bet with CJ, you bitch ass nigga. He tried to hustle me, man. I ain't like it. He tried to hustle me. We was watching the game. Well, he hit me up about the game seven. He was like, yo, what Boston gonna do in this game seven in Miami? I'm like, yo, they gonna win. He was like, well, bet then. And I'm like, nigga, I don't really care to bet, whatever. Then he was like,
well, they do flex on him?
Yeah. So,
you bet, nigga.
No, it was me that said bet. He didn't want to bet. And then he going to say, well, I want to see Golden State anyway. So if Boston go in there, then I'll bet. So I was like, oh, nah. I said, well, how about this? You bet me on this game, and then we'll bet on the series. Don't play with me like that, man. He tried to only get the money. I'm like, no, you're going to either bust even or we're going to take an L somewhere. Fight with me, nigga. Fuck you, CJ. Shout out to CJ.
Yo, CJ's funny, man.
It's my nigga, man. Can't even lie. He in love. It's funny, man. It's real funny.
Oh, shit. Nigga's
CJ.
Funny. He in love. I'm getting the fuck out of here. You got any topics, Moses? Dave? Yeah. Before we get out of here? You got anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to get off your chest? You shining. I see you.
Okay.
All right. You changed since the shades, bro. That's cool, though. We on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
You changed since you got your nipple rings, bro.
I don't have nipple rings.
You got two of them.
I don't have
I'm going to get the second one.
You said you was going to get a tongue ring.
Glow in the dark.
That's what you said. You said you was going to get a glow in the dark tongue ring.
You get the diamond nipple crusted.
What? What?
Be like Lil Uzi Vert. getting on my nibble and getting a diamond.
Oh, yeah, I want to ask you that. How come you dance different when you hear Lil Uzi Vert? Why you dance different when you hear Lil Uzi Vert?
I don't say
that.
We
was listening to that Meek Mill song, and he ain't do no. He did no bobbing while Why? Meek Mill was rapping. But Lil Uzi Vert, come on, show him your moves.
Don't worry about how
you had your hand in the air.
Don't worry about how you had your hand in the air. I'm not showing nobody.
You was shaking your hips. It was disgusting.
First of all,
and you was sitting down. What are you doing? Giving a chair a lap dance? Are you all right, bro?
That's how you feel?
I'm just saying.
You just a freak.
It was disgusting.
You an undercover freak.
It was disgusting.
You try to crack and you an undercover freak. What are you doing? Are you giving a lap dance? I don't say nothing when you be busting down on Trina.
Trina!
Fucking both hands on your thighs. What the fuck you doing?
Both hands on my thighs? It's crazy, nigga.
What are you doing? I gotta get it out. It's a thought in me. I told you, don't fuck with me.
What is it? What is it? Period.
Stop. Corny. Yes, it is.
That's what that
is. Period. You gotta pay for this. All we gotta do is
pay for
this. I hate that shit. Period.
Period.
Shit is crazy. Fucking hand down.
Yo, Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
You gotta pay for this. Period.
Instagram, Dirty Water _ Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave.
What is
what's your shit, Moses? Shout out.
Why do y'all do that? Why y'all call each other bitch? Yeah, bitch.
She don't got a mic. They ain't gonna hear her today. Ask her next time.
She could have said it and I would have told.
My bad.
Then they can call a bitch, get mad. Don't call me no bitch. Jesus. I'm done.
So what?
You thought it was more? No, I'm done.
What's your Instagram, stupid?
What?
What's your Instagram?
They know it. Dirty Moses. Dirty Moses. What the fuck, bro?
Dirty Moses.
Huh? Dirty Moses. TikTok.
Dirty ass
Moses
nigga,
Clapper,
man.
Dirty Moses nigga.
It's
different, what the fuck?
Man. Shout out CJ. Shout out to Courtney.
What the fuck?
2-6 and...
I love saying that shit, dude. What the fuck?
Word.
The fuck is you talking about? What the fuck?
Period.
Period.
Annoying, nigga.
You better go home, man.